In the gorgeous kitchen with Josephine and Donna, this is a Sainsbury's magazine recipe. Hi, my name's Josephine Pembroke.
And I'm Donna Freed.
So we're making banoffee galette.
I'm just overwhelmed by that.
Okay, so galette is pastry. So it's going to be a kind of banoffee topping. And we sort of know what banoffee is. If it's banana, it's... What else is it? Because it's American.
No, is it?
Yes.
I always think if it's so English.
No, it's American.
I never heard of it until I got here.
Really?
Totally.
I thought it was so different. So it's well, anyway.
Banana.
It's
toffee.
Yeah, toffee. A toffee sauce. It's hands-on time, 10 minutes.
Uh-huh.
God, I hope it really is. total time, 45 minutes plus cooling. Get ahead, prepare the end of step four a few hours ahead as it needs to be cooled before the cream is added to serve.
Oh, right.
So I'd say this is the sort of thing you make in the morning and you're going to eat in the evening, basically.
Perfect.
You know? So for the galette, you need 100 g of salted butter, cubed, 100 g of dark muscovado sugar, 100 ml of double cream, 1 packet of ready-rolled puff pastry,
perfect,
4 to 5 ripe bananas and a beaten egg to glaze. For the cream topping, 300 ml of double cream, 2 tablespoons of icing sugar, 2 teaspoons of vanilla bean paste, and 30 g of dried banana chips, roughly chopped.
Ooh.
Just to say, this does serve 6 to 8.
Wow.
So we're going to make half a portion
or
today.
Four really greedy folk.
No, we're going to make it for half because we can't find 8 people to eat this. Even though it's February and I'm so happy to be off dry January.
Yes.
Have you had a drink yet?
I haven't yet because I have a bit of a cold.
Oh, poor you.
Oh, but maybe
I'll
have a hot toddy.
Yes. I read an article the other day that hot whiskey toddies really are good because the alcohol capillarates and it actually is good. It makes you sweat.
It makes you expectorate or something.
Yeah.
All right, I'll give it a whirl.
Anyway, did you enjoy dry January?
I did.
Yeah.
I don't know. Everyone says, my husband was like, I'm sleeping so much worse.
Yes, I sleep worse. My adrenaline is, I can still feel it. It's not gone.
I have to say, he's like, I need to drink to sleep. I'm like, okay, that's the beginning of a slippery slope,
no,
my friend.
I totally agree with him. I need a drink to get off. In fact, a lot of old grannies say, oh, it's my medicinal port before I go to sleep or my medicinal brandy.
Yeah, my father has glaucoma. I remember when I was younger, he would have, you know, he would have a glass of sherry or a glass of port, you know, in the evening. He's like, to relax my eyeballs.
Exactly. Like, medicinal.
I don't think that works that
way.
No,
I do. I do think there is some medicinal truth in alcohol.
Right. Well, I slept like a baby, but now I have a cold. So what's up with that?
Oh, poor you. Well, just to say, but we've already made the butterscotch sauce.
See, and I never knew what butterscotch was. And butterscotch is very American.
Yes.
I OD'd on butterscotch pudding at one point.
Oh, dear. Well, I think of butterscotch as on popcorn because it's butterscotch. Haven't you ever bought it in England?
No.
Yeah. And then also it's delicious on ice cream. And we found out how easy it is to make.
Yeah.
So you could just have some lovely vanilla, kind of taste the difference ice cream. And you could just bake this. It took 5 minutes to make.
Yeah.
I'll tell you how we made it.
And you don't even have to wait for it to cool like we are now.
This is how we make the butterscotch sauce. Put the butter, sugar, and double cream into a saucepan and set over a medium heat. Stir frequently while everything melts together. Bring to the boil for 1 minute and let it cool.
Perfect. That's our kind of recipe.
Yeah, exactly. Now, what we've done is removed the pan from the heat and we've allowed the butterscotch, we're allowing it to cool presently to room temperature. It should thicken and become spreadable.
Lovely.
Let's spread it on toast. Very English.
Stick our toes in there to warm up.
We preheated the oven to 200, fan 180 or gas mark 6.
Perfect.
And then next, we're going to unroll the pastry onto a baking sheet lined with baking paper, score a border all the way around the pastry, 1 cm from the edge, and use a fork to prick the centre of the pastry within the border. In other words, we're making a galette, which is like a pastry kind of square bottom for
like
the topping.
Yeah, like a tart.
Yeah, exactly.
Base. Excellent.
Yeah.
Perfect.
So we're going to do that, and it's all good and happy, and I'm so pleased it's February.
I'm hungry.
Gorgeous food and drink on Radio Gorgeous. So we're now going to make the cream topping while the galette is in the oven. Make sure it's on the right temperature, by the way, because we're going to admit something in a minute. So what happens is we need for the cream topping 300 ml of double cream, 2 tablespoons of icing sugar, 2 teaspoons of vanilla bean paste, which I really urge you to buy because it's got lovely little black bits of vanilla in it, and it really makes things taste very vanilla-y. And then 30 g of dried banana chips, roughly chopped. Okay, so how we make that is we whisk it together. The cream, the icing sugar and vanilla to soft floppy peaks, and then we're going to keep chilled till serving. But we have something to admit. The oven was on a too high temperature, and we've now got a lovely... The whole thing is a caramelized galette, isn't
exactly.
it? It's come out the oven.
Sort of flambé.
Yeah, it's got a kind of lovely kind of black tinge about it.
Exactly. It goes with our sort of charcoal-y...
Exactly. Yes, barbecue pork, yeah. And now we're on to barbecue bananas. All right, well, it's going to be fine. So when that's cold, I'm afraid Donna has to leave. You've got to go and look after your son.
You have to eat the char-grilled banoffee pie.
But I'm going to have the char-grilled banoffee pie later with my daughter who loves puddings.
Perfect.
And so we're going to see you soon. Thanks for coming on today, Donna.
Thank you. Ciao, ciao.
RadioGorgeous.com. As you know, Donna and I had a discrepancy while we were making this recipe, and it was who invented banoffee pie and which country was it from? Well, I have to admit defeat. It is an English recipe. It was created at the Hungry Monk restaurant in Jevington, East Sussex in 1971 by Nigel McKenzie and Ian Dowding, who are chefs and owners, and they decided to make an American recipe for Blum's coffee toffee pie with a soft toffee made by condensed milk. After trying various changes, they put apple on the top, mandarin on the top. McKenzie suggested banana, and Dowding later said that straight away they knew they got it right. McKenzie suggested the name banoffee pie, which is obviously banana and toffee combined, and their customers would not let them take it off a menu. It was a runaway success. Now, this is where I came in, because I thought it was an American recipe, and apparently the recipe was adopted by many restaurants throughout the world. In 1984, a number of supermarkets began selling it as an American pie, leading Nigel McKenzie to offer a £10,000 prize to anyone who could disprove their claim to be English inventors. So I can see now where I got the American idea from. Over to me trying the banoffee galette. So the second banoffee galette is out, and it hasn't burnt, and it's really amazing. And I've had a taste of it, and it tastes of, have a bit more now, it tastes of sort of bonfire night. It's got that lovely, comforting, warm, soothing, kind of golden-y banana, vanilla. And the thing about it is, it looks very sophisticated to make, but it was really easy to make. So I recommend this if you want to impress someone. I'd say it'd be a really good fun thing to make for Sunday lunch or Saturday night dinner party, even a supper if you wanted to seduce somebody, especially a man. Okay, enjoy it. This is a Sainsbury's recipe in association with Sainsbury's Magazine. For more info, go to sainsburysmagazine.co.uk. And you'll find these recipes in the February 2017 edition of Sainsbury's Mag. This is a Radio Gorgeous production for Radio Gorgeous 2017. For more information, go to radiogorgeous.com. Sweets for my sweet, sugar for my honey. Your first sweet kiss thrills me so. Sweets for my sweet, sugar for my honey.